What up, what up, what up? It is your girl, your host, your educator, Kay Edie, the host of the Managing Chaos podcast. And y'all, I am yet again excited to jump in to today's topic. So today we are going to talk about keeping it 100. I know that sounds so silly. Keep it 100. What? So yes. So of course, as an educator, we all know 100% is what we strive for our students. They try to make 100s. We try to make 100s even when we're being, you know, evaluated and all that good stuff. We want to make the best grade. We want to do the best that we can. And our classroom management philosophy, idea, mindset, if you will, should be the same. 100%, 100%, 100%. Specifically, 100% compliance 100% of the time. So that's really what we're talking about here. 100% compliance 100% of the time. And so what I mean by that is this idea that all students are expected to listen and follow directions every single time. Not all, sometimes, every single time. Now you might be wondering, like, okay, Kay Edie, so yeah, that's not realistic, or that's gonna take too much time. I promise you, as I have just reflected and just thought about yet another thing that has worked as far as the classroom management strategies that I implement in my classroom, this idea of 100% compliance 100% of the time has been a game changer. And so what that might look like in the classroom, now before I go there, we all have, you know, been around children, whether you're an educator, whether you're a mom, an auntie, an uncle, whatever you are, if you've been around children for 5 minutes, you know that they can sometimes be non-compliant. Well, because they're kids. But you can have little Johnny over here. You told Johnny to come over here. Johnny is over there. You told Billy Bob to have a seat. Billy Bob is running around the room. And, you know, that has the potential to drive you bonkers if you let it. But the thing about it is they are kids and we are the educators. We are the adults. And so it is incumbent upon us to be the manager of the chaos. And so when we think about 100% compliance 100% of the time, we're talking about how can we get each student to listen and follow directions every single time. And of course, we are not thinking about outliers. Every teacher, every educator knows that there are going to be outliers. There might be a student that has some differences that he or she is working through that they cannot help. But today we are talking specifically about students who have no differences, but they are just used to doing what they would like. They're just used to, you know, doing the opposite of what they're asked. They may have a little stubbornness in them. They may have a little folly in them. Whatever the case may be, they're kids. We can manage the chaos. And so my mind goes back to a student of mine who actually had a diagnosis. The student was diagnosed with a defiance disorder to where he was noted to be super stubborn and did not want to follow instructions. And so I did my own little action research in the classroom. And again, I've done this every single year, but I was particularly interested in thinking about this student and to see whether or not my tactics would work. And to my surprise and to my assistant's surprise, it did work. The student was noted again to have some defiance disorder, not really wanting to follow instructions, kind of stubborn, but the idea of 100% compliance 100% of the time worked. And so what that might look like, this is just a small example, but if I am asking students to stand in a straight line because we're getting ready to walk down the hall and we want to be team players at school and we don't want to disrupt other classes that are walking in the hall and we don't want to, you know, be all over the place, so we want to get in one straight line so we can get to where we need to go effectively, efficiently, all that good stuff. This student, when asked to do that, would, it would seem like intentionally not, he wouldn't get in the line. He's over on the side somewhere, you know. And so I kind of watched him for a little bit to see like what's really going on. But I noted that if there was a treat or some sort of extrinsic motivator attached to the ask, then this student was perfectly capable of complying. So that let me know that the student had the ability to comply. And so what I did was I would ask the kids to line up, student out of line, you know, always off to the side. And so I stopped and I waited and I waited and I waited. And yes, that sounds exhausting, but y'all, I'm telling you, it worked. So I'm waiting and I'm watching and, you know, my other kids, they're catching on. Oh my goodness, this lady is waiting for this young man over here to get in line. So they start telling me, get in line, get in line, get in line. And so, you know, finally he gets in the line and I smile and I say, thank you. We'll keep moving now. That was exhausting. Yes, it was. But I noted that the more I did that, I held him to the fire, the more he just started to come around that corner and he just started to do it because he knew that it was not going to slide. I was not going to let it slide. So that meant if we were late to lunch, like 3 minutes late to lunch, we were 3 minutes late to lunch. Yes, that may sound harsh, 3 minutes off the kids' lunch, but 3 minutes off of lunch for a few days for a school year full of compliance and full of ease so that the teacher is able to teach and able to lead the students in the classroom, I think it's worth it. It's a great trade-off. And so when we think about 100% compliance 100% of the time, I even think to like my teaching like today. I do this in my classroom all the time. If I'm getting ready to say something to my students, I'm getting ready to talk in front of the class, getting ready to teach, give an announcement, whatever it may be, if I've given the quiet signal and someone is still talking, I do not open my mouth. I'm waiting for 100% compliance 100% of the time. And so I wait until everyone is doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing. And while I may have to do that sometimes these days, it's the end of the school year, majority of the time, I'd say if there are five school days in a week, maybe one of those days, one time out of that day at this point in the year, do I have to remind students of the 100% compliance 100% of the time. We actually practice what that looks like at the beginning of the year. And so that means if Simon says stand up and someone is sitting down, we're waiting. If Simon says put your head on your desk and one person has their head slightly up, we're waiting. 100% compliance, 100% of the time. And the way that I frame that for my students is that we are a team. We have our vision as a class is to learn and grow and be ready for the next level. And so if we are to reach that vision, we're going to have to understand the importance of listening and following directions. One, so that you can be more prone to learn, students, and two, so that teachers have the ability to do what they came to school to do, and that is to teach. And so students, when they're told the why, you know, I was raised old school. My mom didn't always tell us why, but you know, this new way of thinking for kids these days, I do believe that it is valuable to give them reasoning for some things, not everything, but for some things. And so for them to understand why you're wanting compliance, why you want it 100% of the time. And it speaks to your vision for the class and let them help you come up with the vision for the classroom. What is it that they want by the end of the school year? Where do they want to be and how are they going to get there? One of those ways is to comply 100% of the time, because at the end of the day, students came to learn and you, educator, came to teach, and you can do just that. And then I noticed that not only is the vision able to be implemented and seen through as we require that 100% compliance 100% of the time, but also it keeps the value up. Anytime we don't intentionally place value on something, the value can slip away. And so if we are not intentional in our approach as far as requiring students to follow through and do exactly what you've asked them to do and exactly what they're supposed to be doing 100% of the time, that decreases the value of the teacher and the teaching. And in turn, the learning. And what I mean by that is if a child knows that they can get away with something with a teacher, they're going to do it. They're kids. And it's not because they don't love you. It's because they're kids. And so we have to hold them to a standard, no matter how exhausting it may feel at first, because I'm here to tell you that week of exhaustion is nothing compared to the rest of the weeks of ease as students learn that you mean business. And it's not a mean thing. It's not a you have to talk really rough with them thing. It is simply holding them to the fire, 100% compliance, 100% of the time. And so that means that you're willing to wait, being willing to wait, so that way your value as a teacher is not decreased. And then students see the value of the 100% compliance 100% of the time. Because let's be clear, when students are compliant, you're able to do more in the classroom. Because you're not putting out small fires. You're not thinking about, well, this student needs this. I need to do this because this student doesn't listen well. This student is not going to follow these instructions. So you're able to raise the value of school, raise the value of how kids see you and your class and how they see themselves as learners because you're not, again, putting out those small foxes. So I hope that this was helpful. Keep it 100. Require those sweet babies to be 100% compliant 100% of the time, and you will see a 100% increase in your quality of life as a teacher, as an educator, as you strive to make a difference, as you are making a difference. Educators rock. We deserve 100% compliance 100% of the time so that we can teach. And let's be clear, the students deserve 100% compliance 100% of the time so that they can learn because we are there to teach them. And we can do that as we continue to manage the chaos. Peace.